Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Raven. How may I help you today?
Hello, I'm just calling because I'm not entirely sure why I was just charged $200, but I need that money back because I don't know what the hell it is.
Okay, may I have your zip code to better assist you?
65804.
And your first and last name?
Gary McGinnis.
And can you verify that shipping address for me, sir?
3030 East Rockland Road.
Okay, I do see where you purchased the Goliath male enhancement back in October. Looks like that was for a 14-day trial, so you got it for free and just paid the shipping. And when your trial ended back on the 25th of October, they were trying to charge your account for the full amount you received, but it wasn't accepting those charges until today. So the $99 and $98 charge is for the products you received back in October, and it is a monthly membership.
Okay, I remember buying those things, but there was nothing along those lines. So that's why I would like to know why I'm being charged 2 months later for something.
Yes, sir. Well, they were trying to bill your card when your trial ended, but it wasn't accepting the payments. They were declining, and it looks like it just was able to go through on today. But before you purchased the product in October, you had to click a box agreeing to the terms and conditions. And it does state in that paragraph that it's a 14-day trial. So if you didn't call to cancel the trial, they'll bill you the full amount of the products they sent out and
there
place you on a monthly subscription.
No, there was nothing like that. If that's even the case, then I would have seen charges for a monthly subscription, and I haven't.
Yeah, they were trying to bill you, but it wasn't going through.
Okay, well, that sounds like a you guys issue. I need
no,
a refund.
No, sir, that's your card's issue because it didn't have enough money on there, so it was declining.
No, I need a refund because you literally just took money from me without my consent.
Well, the consent was you agreeing to the terms and conditions back in October, and that is non-refundable, sir. But I can get that account canceled for you.
No, I need that money back now because you're not going to take money from me for something that I don't even use.
Yes, sir. Well, that's non-refundable, but I do have the account canceled with the confirmation code if you're ready to write that down.
No. I need a refund because, like I said, you're not going to charge me for something I'm not getting.
And like I said, that was non-refundable, but I do have that account canceled with the confirmation code if you're ready to write that down.
There is nothing along those fucking lines that say...
If you keep using that language, I would have to disconnect the call.
Well, then I need to speak to your manager because I'm not... No, you're not charging me $200 for absolutely nothing.
I'm more than happy to help you with anything regarding your account if you would like that.
No, I need to speak to one of your managers then. Like I said, you're not going to charge me
$200. Okay, hold on one moment for me.
Trying to tell me that they can't refund $200.
Call the bank and say it's a